Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. Pastor Carolus, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Zamba. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. I hope you're doing well as well.
I am, thank you. And also a very good afternoon to our listeners.
Fantastic. Now, we're talking about understanding, resurrection, continuing with that topic. And it's one thing for us as Christians to accept the biblical account of Christ's life, death and resurrection by faith. But what about those who may not believe at all in the Bible, or even Christians who just need a little more evidence? Does such evidence exist? Is there evidence that he actually ever resurrected?
Well, I have to first say that the Bible, I believe, is a historical book. Mm-hmm. It is a book that has thousands, hundreds, if not thousands of manuscripts that testify to it, that has been found over the centuries. We also have... So the point I want to make is that the Bible is the most prominent source of the life, the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. And so what one needs to ask is not whether there is a resurrection. What one needs to prove is not whether the resurrection can be proven extra-biblically, but whether there are facts extra-biblically that correspond with biblical accounts of things. Mm. And people who lived just after Jesus had ascended, as we believe from Scripture, we're thinking of people like Josephus and Tacitus and Pliny the Younger. These were men who were not necessarily Christians, but who wrote extensively, historians who wrote extensively of their time and the times before them. And of their writings speak of Jesus. They may not acknowledge him as the divine Son of God, but they definitely do speak about his history. And so we do find just Josephus, for instance, the scholars would know, and even a search on Google will also help us with this. Antiquities of the Jews, that's his writings. In there, he describes Jesus as a wise man, and he highlights his crucifixion under Pilate. We also have Tacitus, a Roman historian. He also referred to the execution of Jesus during the reign of Emperor Tiberius. The Christians, and how the Christians in that time was also were growing, explosive growth was happening. And so when we look at these extra-biblical historians' writings, then definitely there is more evidence that it brings us to more evidence that Jesus existed rather than he did not exist. Okay, so yes, there is quite a bit of evidence. I have to say again, and I think we're going to also touch this just a bit in just a moment, I have to say that the Bible still remains the main source of these occurrences.
Mm. You're quoting Josephus, which is quite a popular writer with Christians in the 4th century and beyond, and says he's said to be an independent source, as it were. But it does seem that actually he writes on Jewish history particularly. And so which means that he actually may as well, because the scripture itself is a Jewish history, so which means that, in fact, yeah. Josephus himself is... as it were, Jewish, well, you have said it yourself earlier, historian, as it were. What we're trying to get here is, if this man was such a big, massive figure in his day, and of course there are many historians outside of the Christian or Jewish literature who were writers of the day in the early centuries, such a huge figure surely would have attracted the interest of many writers. And it seems that we still are struggling to find that.
Yeah, well, it's not only Josephus, which, as you rightly point out, it was a Jewish historian. But if you look at all the other major religions, you take Islam, for example. Islam, within the religion of Islam, Jesus is also a figure again. Unlike the Christians, they do not believe him to be the Son of God and bring with that a likeness of godness and part of the Godhead itself. So they may not acknowledge that, but there's definitely, you know, there comes a point where a lot of evidence will take away skepticism, but not all skepticism.
Okay.
So, but the evidence is there nonetheless, in writings, not only Christian writings, but also in the writings of these extra-biblical figures.
And which are these writings, Pastor? Could you please point us to any, if you have?
Well, we spoke about Josephus.
Josephus, of course, is the main author of the Antiquities of the Jews, which is a Jewish writer. What I'm saying there is that Christ was quite a towering figure, and surely, as you say, there are many people who wrote about him apart from those who were his patrons, the Jews. So, anything outside of those who were?
Tacitus was a Roman historian, and in his works called Annals, A-N-N-A-L-S, he refers to the execution of Jesus during the reign of Tiberius, and he documents early Christians and their beliefs about Jesus. So we have people speaking immediately, and of course, Tacitus was around about AD 56 to 120 when the church, when the Christian church was exploding. He definitely documents in the doesn't mean he believes what they, but he does say this is what their beliefs are. Pliny the Younger, in one of his letters to Emperor Trajan, he references Christians worshiping Christ as a god, indicating the impact Jesus had shortly after his death. And we will talk a bit more about the biblical account that also should leave without a shadow of a doubt that these things did occur. But
now,
we'll get there in a moment. So these are not just Jewish historians, but also Roman writers, you know, who weren't religious, but were looking at where, because Rome was still in power at the time. And so when accounts were sent to the emperors, to tell them what's happening in their provinces and so on, you find that what the Christians were doing, what their beliefs were also often written in those reports.
Right. Now, you rightly say that they probably have written about him, the man who lives and he came to die, etc., etc. There's this interesting story, though, about his resurrection. Is this thing provable? Did it actually occur? I mean, we have turned the pages of history. It seems that we only find it in the Holy Book. Is there anywhere else where we can find this?
Well, and here's where we our intellectual honesty and also our apologetic honesty leads us to admit and acknowledge that it is mainly the Bible that gives us the accounts. Of course, there's the main four, there's five authors in the Bible, which is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, and these were contemporaries who either were eyewitnesses themselves or wrote from the account of eyewitnesses. And then we also have Paul, who, by the way, was persecuting Christians for what they were believing,
so,
and then on the road to Damascus.
So what you're effectively saying, because now you are citing figures and which are towering figures who were actually his supporters and followers and his patrons, but you are saying that that's basically all we have. And yet, I'm saying to you, Pastor, the story of a man coming back to life after being brutally murdered, and dying because of severe pain, oozing blood and water on his side, and this man miraculously rises up. It's a massive event. Are you saying that it's not written anywhere else except the Bible? Come on, Pastor.
Let me ask you, Zama, if you strongly believe something has happened and you and I witness to that with, let's say, another 300, 400, 500 people were eyewitnesses, right? And the fact that you were eyewitnesses makes you believe not only that he rose from the dead, but you also then believe everything he taught. You believe everything, the accounts of his life here on earth, the miracles, the parables, all the wonders that he performed.
And then you have, just
bear with me, and then you have the Romans, and you have the Jewish nation who crucified him. In fact, not only was he crucified and persecuted by the Jews and the Romans, but they did it because of his teachings. They did it because they did not believe. So if you stand in 2,000 years on, would you expect to hear, would have written about these, about the resurrection, for instance, which is what we're talking about?
Yeah, let me tell you
what
I...
you expect to write about?
Let me tell you what...
you expect
Christians
to write about it?
Let me paint you a scenario. This thing was a big thing. It's a big thing. It's an unusual thing. I mean, the people who write, people who are authors, people who are journalists, people who actually take time to write about events, massive events of the day. Everybody writes about it. Over and above those who actually believe in the story, I'm talking about apart and outside of the believers. I mean, the story that somebody was buried and then all of a sudden he rises on the third day, it's a massive story that should have reverberated across the world. I'm saying to you, where is this story documented outside of the scripture? I mean, you mentioned earlier that the story that this man lived is written about by some Roman historians. Is this story of this man rising up even documented by even his detractors? Because there are those who were neutral, who were not either for this side or the other side, who may have written to say, hey, man, come on, we've seen this thing. This guy was killed on the other day, and now we see him walking around the street. Where's the thing documented except in the black book?
Well, it's not only in the Bible, but you are going, if whoever wrote about it, based on the belief that it's true. You see, someone who does not believe, who does not follow Christ, in fact, it is this very belief that was taught by the early Christians. If you look at Acts.
So are you suggesting, Pastor, that those who may have written about... Are you suggesting that those who may have written about this massive event are those who only believed in it? Because I believe that people who are writing about stories that happened don't necessarily have to believe in the story. They're just writing about the story that occurred.
Well, and this is why I mentioned the others, like Tacitus and also Pliny, where they are talking about what the Jews believe. And so it's not something that's only coming on now, not the Jews, sorry, the Christians. They are writing that this was their beliefs. And so they are documenting what is going on without documenting it as proof, but rather as a narrative. What I am saying is those who are writing to prove are writing because they believe that it happened. If you ask any of the Pharisees and the scribes, if there are any of their writings, they would not be writing about Christ's resurrection as a burden of proof.
So effectively, what you are saying then, because I want us to just close the the discussion. So what you are effectively saying is that at this current moment, we don't have anything in our hands that will corroborate what's written in the book, in the Black Book.
No, I'm not saying that. What I the point that I am coming from, and so of course I myself am not a historian, so. There may be other writings, and when I say that the Bible is the main source, I'm not saying that there could be others.
I see.
Okay.
I see.
The ones that I have given does not prove that Christ resurrected.
I see.
What it does prove is that he existed,
mm-hmm.
and what it does prove is that the early Christians did believe it.
Mm.
Based on the eyewitness accounts of those who recorded it. And then that became scripture. If you look at what we have right now, the canon as we have it, it was not written as part of a compilation of books. It was put together afterwards. So these were all writings that may have been all apart from each other.
Okay.
But the early church fathers would then bring it all together, and that's why we have a book today.
I see.
So it's not like they were contributing to a specific book, but this is a compilation of the writings of eyewitness accounts. So before it became canonized, it was basically different books from different people who were eyewitnesses. And now it has been put together, and that's why we have this book. So for us,
all right,
2,000 years on, this would be the main source to speak about. But there are other.
All right.
There are other.
I think we've got completely run out of our time. What I'm going to do is when we start tomorrow, we're actually going to start on this point, and then we can get into tomorrow's discussion. Is that okay?
That would be fine, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I would really love that, actually.
Yeah, I think let's start with that, Pastor. I think for now, let me let you go. Thank you so much.
Okay, all right. Have a good afternoon further. God bless the radio and the listeners at home. And I hope by God's grace to be back tomorrow to share some more.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.